Well, I had been at Pinehurst United Methodist for only about 4 months before I managed to make my first truly boneheaded mistake as your pastor. Now, I know what you're wondering. You're wondering, David, how on earth did you make it 4 consecutive months without making a boneheaded mistake? The answer is simple. For my first 4 months at church, I just stayed in my office most of the time and I tried to avoid people. But then one day, my luck ran out. And I put my foot in my mouth for the very first time. You see, it was a typical Sunday here at church. I was busy and distracted by many things. I was trying to remember all of the announcements I had to relay to the congregation before the service started. You know, I had to remember the fellowship dinner that was taking place later that week. I had to remember the new Sunday school class that was beginning at the end of the hall. I had to remember the stewardship campaign that was beginning to kick off. Now, I remembered all of the announcements I had written in my bulletin, but of course, I forgot to announce one thing. What did I forget? Well, in addition to being an ordinary Sunday at church, it was also November 11th. It was Veterans Day. And I hadn't said a single thing in worship. Now, to forget to announce Veterans Day in any church, that's a problem. But to forget to announce Veterans Day when your church is located in Moore County, well, that, my friends, that is a catastrophe. I knew I was in trouble just as soon as my cell phone rang. The voice on the other end of the line was none other than Joe Clough, longtime church member, a veteran, a patriot through and through. I mean, just look at the man's shirt. Doesn't the man look like an American? David, he said, I just want to know how you could forget to announce Veterans Day. What were you thinking? Of course, that was the problem. The problem was I wasn't thinking. It was just a mistake. You know, maybe that's why the poet Oscar Wilde once said, experience is only the name we give to our mistakes. It's because sooner or later it's going to happen to you. It doesn't matter how perfect you try to live your life, sooner or later your luck is going to run out. Now look again at our scripture passage this morning. Look at the story of Samuel, because Samuel is a man who knows exactly what it's like to make a mistake. You see, the scripture says Samuel was given the job of appointing the first king of Israel. It was his responsibility to elect the leader that was going to bring peace and prosperity to the land. Samuel chose wisely. If he selected a good and a holy man to lead God's people, well, the kingdom was going to thrive. But if he chose poorly, God's people would suffer. In the end, the scripture says Samuel made the wrong choice. He anointed Saul to be king. He made a mistake. The people paid the price. Because, of course, that's how it goes with our mistakes. Our mistakes may always begin with us, but they never stay with us. Someone else always gets hurt by them. In fact, I've known people who have lived their entire life unable to forgive themselves for a single mistake they've made in the past. And why can't they forgive themselves? It's because they know that mistake hurt someone else. Every day they replay the moment in their mind and they envision what life could have been if things had only been different. The guilt they carry with them is insufferable. They simply can't accept the fact that they cause someone else pain. Yes, Samuel, he made a mistake and the people paid the price for it. Of course, here's the irony of the story. The irony of the story is this. Samuel, he knew he was making a mistake at the time. He knew it was not a good idea for Saul to be king. In fact, he said as much to the people, he said as much to God before the anointing took place. Samuel said to the people that if they were to elect a king, that king would take your sons and appoint them to his chariots. He will take your daughters to be cooks and bakers. The king will take one-tenth of your flocks, and you shall be his slaves. And in that day you will cry out because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourself. But the Lord will not answer you in that day." Samuel knew he was making a mistake. He knew it wasn't a good idea, but he did it anyway. And eventually, his worst fears came true. Turns out Saul wasn't the right person to lead the people of Israel. He wasn't a good king. He betrayed God and the people. Now just imagine for a moment the regret Samuel must have felt. Imagine how many times he must have replayed that moment in his mind again and again, wondering what things would have been like if he had just made a different choice. I'm sure he wanted to change the past, but of course the past is the one thing we can never change. No matter how hard you try, you simply can't outrun your mistakes. You know, when Joe called me to ask me why I had forgotten Veterans Day, I knew that not only had I made a mistake, but I had hurt him. I mean, so much of Joe's identity was wrapped up in his service that my omission on Sunday morning was something he felt deeply and personally. Now, I felt bad. I felt guilty about what had happened. I didn't know what to do, so I just told him the truth. I bit the bullet and I said, "Joe, I'm sorry. I said, it's not intentional. I didn't mean to forget Veterans Day. I didn't grow up in a military culture. There's so much I need to learn." And I'll never forget his response. In that moment, Joe didn't get angry and yell at me. He didn't get mad and threaten to leave the church. Instead, he simply said, "David, it's okay." He said, "If you don't know a lot about the military, well, I can teach you." Yes, there are mistakes we all make in this world. But then there's God's grace, which picks us up again and again and again. As far as the east is from the west, God says, your sins are forgiven. And your life, it no longer has to be defined by the mistakes you've made in the past. God's grace is where new beginnings are found. God's grace is where hope is born. Because the good news is that when we made a mistake, God did not keep God's distance. God did not yell at us and tell us that we were no longer welcome here. When we made a mistake, God says, "He'll be with us. He'll journey alongside us. I will teach you," God says. God doesn't give up on anyone. He redeems us. And I think that's what I like so much about Samuel's story. And I think that's my favorite part of the story, is that Samuel's story, it does not end here in this moment. God doesn't stop using Samuel. Instead, God continued to work through him as a prophet, a priest, and a judge. And Samuel, we learn, he learns from his mistakes. Because the next time he is called upon to anoint another king, well, he goes out and he finds King David, a man who's said to be after God's own heart. Yes, God continues to work through imperfect people to offer perfect love in the world. As Mike Iaconelli calls it, unfair grace. Robert Capon calls it vulgar grace. Brennan Manning calls it crumbs of grace. But I've always known it to be God's amazing grace poured out for you and for me.